This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back and welcome to another segment of Profitable Investing. Folks, we're going to change our name to Magnet Investing within the next couple weeks, really identify with the core brand of our magnet stock selection process and, frankly, all the funds we've run for the last 20 years while we've been in business. And a good morning to everybody out there. This is clearly a slightly different, if not dramatically different, environment that we saw just a couple of months ago while we were in full-fledged panic or skittishness from the general market, where people just chose to oversubscribe to 0% treasuries. 0%, just keep my money safe. I don't need any return. I don't want any return. And heck, 0% is a pretty good return for me. That was the psychology just a couple of months ago. We're not sure yet if this 25% rally is the start of a new bull market or a vicious, sudden, swift bear market rally. And guess what, folks? You're right. We don't care. We don't really care about the market itself other than the general overall psychology that the market plays. The market does play an incredible role. We're going to bring on a little bit later Jim Rawback. He'll be over at the bottom of the hour, and I met Jim over at the Money Show where I spoke a couple of months ago. Hard to find a more pessimistic individual on the state of the nation, but his model gave a strong buy signal, really just giving a generating a super return had you taken it at the time. We'll talk about how he can unemotionally use his process. And at the same time, we're going to bring on a small company referred to us by an old friend. We checked out the company. It has a lot of things we like, so we're going to bring on a company with the symbol, interesting symbol, mail. It's IncrediMail, and if you thought technology was done and everything had been invented, you'll see what they're doing over there with their email and why revenues are going up in this kind of environment. But first, you know, what I want to share with you again, we're going to start our newsletter. In fact, we're going to make a very large announcement here. We're going to go back into the managed account business. We're going to affiliate with one of the nation's largest and most respected, oldest independent brokerage firms in the Americas. We'll be doing that soon. We'll probably even do that by the next show. But what I want to share with you here, folks, if you don't realize how difficult the market is, if you don't recognize the ability to kind of switch from what the newspapers are saying, what the media is saying, and kind of what it feels like emotionally, and compare that to reality and how the market starts to work, you realize exactly how frustrating it really could be if you allow it to be. Now, let's talk about, we're hearing that the economy just can't get going because of the layoffs, because the public won't spend, the public's not spending, the banks aren't lending, and this is, again, you know, the mantra, what we're hearing right now. When I go into the Investors Daily, which does not do a whole lot of editorializing, what they simply do is they rank by performance, and they really, frankly, don't care a thing other than performance. It's a lot of to do with momentum. The number one ranked industry of 197 is in retail and in restaurants. Again, I just wrote an article in restaurants about restaurants a month ago that should be in Equities Magazine this month. Hard to believe the group went from the 67th best to the 18th to number 6 to number 1. The number 2 group, retail consumer electronics. And again, didn't we just read that Circuit City went bankrupt the other day? The third highest ranked retail, wholesale, I mean, how is it possible retail leisure products, retail clothing and shoes, retail department stores, and the other group that we were told is dead and gone and dead? Interestingly, the leisure and the gaming equipment group went from 167 out of 197 7 months ago. It went to 136 6 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, it jumped up into the 69 spot. Today, it shows up as the 24th, again, not the top group, but certainly moving stronger, and that definitely interests me for various reasons. But when you dig a little bit deep, when you say, well, listen, how's the overall market acting? A lot of what we've talked about for the last couple of months, frankly, is still the case. And what we're seeing here is the number of new lows in yesterday's stock market was actually 5 new lows altogether, none of them with a stock price above $20. No one group even has 2 new lows in it as of yesterday. Of the new highs out there, again, we're still lacking a lot of leadership, but almost unbelievably, of the 30 new highs we're now seeing, we're starting to see some leadership, 13 of them are actually in the retail group. P.F. Chang's, in case you have them around you, California Pizza, Green Mountain Coffee. I mean, this is kind of really unbelievable. And again, the public just was told you can't make money in these companies. Retail is dead. The public is dead. Nobody is spending. That's exactly how, in fact, tough this market really is. We're seeing a lack of follow-through in certain groups, but we are certainly seeing a market that is starting to see, they're calling them green shoots on CNBC. They're talking in terms of maybe the cup is actually half full. Maybe actually this is nothing other than a very severe bear market coupled with a very severe recession. Now, reading through an article, and I think we've quoted in here before, Investec, widely known as one of the actual top risk-reward managers in the country, and they kind of have a twist on the fact that everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. They wrote an article, it's a beautiful article, it just appeared yesterday on my desk, and it basically talked about everybody loves butterflies, but nobody likes caterpillars. And your point, as you read through the article, is the fact that you cannot have a real bull market unless you've had a real severe bear market, which knocked down prices, which actually created the value, which allowed unemotional value seekers to go in and say, hey, is that all they're paying for that stock right now? Is it possible that that stock has had, let's call it irregular earnings or a trough in earnings because of recession, and the stock is knocked down and suddenly it looks very, very attractive to me? What they've also talked about is the fact when you X out the financial companies, the next 85% of the market is actually reporting way better than expected earnings, generating true cash flow, and maybe, just maybe, if you drilled a little further down and you looked for good companies rather than asking how the market looks, you might actually get a different answer. We've also seen a dramatic increase in mortgage applications, mortgage refinancing, and I really honestly don't believe it, but it was reported in today's paper, home prices nationally ticked up in January and then ticked up again in February. And again, I'm not a real big believer in government statistics. What I am a believer is in cash flow and balance sheets, and when we're able to find the companies in their industry that forget about reported, diluted, manufactured, and engineered earnings. I'm talking about net free cash flow. And we've designed a couple of proprietary measurements that we use to select our stocks. The other important news to share with you is we've talked a little bit about it. It's a work in progress. Anybody who's ever written a 300-page hardcover book knows it's a work in progress. But last Friday, we hit send on the last batch of the last files of the last artwork and the last chapter with endorsements that John Wiley will be publishing, The Magnet Method. The book will be in my hand in the end of July. You could already go on Amazon and order advanced copies. Maybe they priced the book too high. Maybe it's that important of a book that they priced it at $60. But coming out in hardcover will be The Magnet Method. There'll be endorsements from Standard & Poor, from Morgan Stanley, from some of the top money managers, both nationally and internationally. We're very excited to get that book out. But remember, what we do here most is we stick to a model. It's unemotional, folks. It's got nothing to do with the media. It's got virtually nothing to do with newspapers and thoughts and expectations and hopes and fears. It's, in fact, got everything to do with just cash flow, and boy, do we like cash flow around here. So we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jeff Holtzman. He's the president of IncrediMail. If you've never heard of what the product does, you're going to be shocked at what technology can now do, and I have a feeling, frankly, they're not through quite yet. So stick with us. We'll be back with more Magnet Investing following this quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready?
ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back again to Profitable Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Always my pleasure to try to find a small, innovative, up-and-coming company that has a nice magnet score. And we're very happy to bring on Jeff Holtzman, the president of IncrediMail. Neat name, symbol M-A-I-L, trades on NASDAQ. And Jeff, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Jordan. What a great show.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Jeff. And while I want to make sure the listeners, we never endorse a stock here. We always recommend that everyone does their own homework. What I have been incredibly successful myself is finding the real low volume, not overly institutionally held stocks yet that are profitable, are making money, generating cash flow. And, Jeff, a lot of people are saying this is just a terrible economy. Nobody can make any money. Nobody can sell a thing out there. And I see gradually increasing revenues, a company profitable 6 years or 7 years running already. Why don't you give us a little bit of the history of the company? And just as importantly, we love the management of companies, your own history as well. Then we'll get into the company itself.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. And, you know, you're absolutely right. There's no point in saying that nobody can make money in this economy when the hard facts are that there are companies making money. Now, you know, as President Obama said, nobody's going to go through this type of a recession period without some sort of change and some sort of evolution. But there are companies out there, such as IncrediMail, that's been able to sustain a profit because of several factors. And this is where it gets interesting, and we'll talk a little bit about where this company comes from. Basically, IncrediMail was founded all the way back in 1999 and has experimented with two, three, even four different business models throughout the years. And that's simply because the Internet business and the Internet arena itself has evolved. You know, it used to be about eyeballs, then it used to be about ramping up your revenue so you can sell yourself to somebody else, and then it was actually about selling products and services and even subscriptions. What IncrediMail does today is has a variety of business models and revenue streams. Predominantly where we make our money is through affiliations with search providers such as Google and Infospace. Basically, IncrediMail today has a host of different products and services, and while we offer them for pay, or a premium version, we also offer a free version of our product that's usually supported by search. That means that as you download and install these products, we prompt you, we opt you, to kind of, in one of many different ways, such as a toolbar, a homepage reset, all these kind of other tools, and we basically deliver the traffic to our affiliates such as Google and Infospace where the monetization is great. So IncrediMail has been able to focus on its core business, which is deliver high-quality, high-end products such as email software, such as instant messaging enhancement softwares, screensavers, wallpapers, and others, the type of products that our consumers really want, and we found a way to deliver it to our users for free while still making money.
Right, pretty great story, and again, a lot of people feel that innovation's over, technology's over, this is all an old story. The fact is 40% of people, I understand, are working at companies in industries that didn't exist anymore. You look at people, of course, we're all familiar with email, but I know that what you do with your email is way, way, way enhanced. Things like signature, maybe verification, maybe you get into a couple of features that really differentiate what you deliver to what people are generally receiving as a regular email.
Absolutely. You know, the best way to think about this is how IncrediMail is different is to think about how IncrediMail came to be. IncrediMail came to be, as I said, way back in 1999 when the original two founders of this company, who happened to be cousins, went to the movies. They went to see Mission Impossible. It was Mission Impossible 1, if you remember the original movie. And Brian De Palma, who's the director of that film, there's a scene in that film where Tom Cruise, our secret agent, is sending an email. But again, Brian De Palma at the time was looking at this, and he thought, you know what, that's not vivid at all. There's nothing graphical about it. There's nothing cool about it. There's nothing secret agent-like about it. It's just a line of text and maybe this little pop-up screen that pops up on the bottom right-hand corner. So he made something up. He went to his computer graphics people, and he said, you know what, I don't care how it really works, but just come up with something that makes it look cool, that makes it more fun, that makes it more of a user experience. And then, of course, what he did, and this is a clip that we still use in our presentations today, even almost 10 years later, is a clip where basically, as Tom Cruise is sending the email kind of turns into an envelope and is kind of whisked away on these cyber channels. And our two founders, they took that concept of making a fun user email experience and added all these 3D animations and backgrounds and colors and text and audio and video to enhance the user experience. So we have today, what we have today with IncrediMail, and we're on the verge of launching IncrediMail 2.0, is an unbelievable, customizable, user experience-heavy email client. It also happens to be a fantastic email client where you can micromanage all of your multiple accounts, and that's the reason why it's been downloaded over almost 100 million times in the last 9 years, and we sell this product today in over 100 countries in over 10 different languages.
Wow, that's a pretty incredible story, Jeff. It really is. What I have in my hands is a magnet spreadsheet on the company itself. Again, so many companies, so many ideas pop up. It's very, very hard to execute. I never want to minimize how hard it is for a company to be successful. But let me just read off what I see on the page. Correct me if I'm wrong anywhere. I see virtually no debt whatsoever. I see no insider selling for months and months and months. I see some nice cash flow, a moderate price to sales, and just as importantly to me, I see no analyst following the company at all. Am I right on that?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And here's a couple of things to consider. First of all, this is a profitable cash flow company. It has been for years. That has yet to use the proceeds of its IPO, its initial public offering in 2006. We have absolutely zero debt. There's no debt in this company. It's cash heavy and it's cash flow positive, and it's profitable. There's really very, very little gimmicks involved, because when you have a very solid business model that you're able to expand on and continually replicate, you basically have a winner. But there's two things to consider. One, it's still a microcap company. We sold just over $20 million last year, and we expect to grow this year, and that was the positive guidance that we gave. But we're still not talking about the hundreds or even more so millions of dollars per year. Some people may look at it as an opportunity, as you said in the last segment, and some people may say, well, you know, that's just too small for me. That's kind of the brick wall that we found ourselves clashing at when it comes to coverage. It's kind of hard to find somebody who wants to do the coverage for a microcap company in this kind of size revenue. So you really have to decide for yourself, and as you eloquently said, you have to do the research for yourself and figure out, all right, is this a company that I believe is going to grow and it has spectacular value and I want to invest in, or is just that too small for me and I'm not willing to take the risk, you know, to each his own.
Right, right. And, Jeff, I think the point is, what I make out a real interesting discussion in my new book and, in fact, my old book, is that I believe individuals have advantages over fund managers who need to buy certain size company that trade certain liquidity. The risk, of course, is that you can't continue to do what you're doing, and there's no promises, there's no expectation. The only thing I see is very good valuation, guys who are blocking and tackling, making some money. What I think is real important here is that people do their homework. I know you have a website. Maybe you want to direct them to your website. Maybe there's a phone number they can call and get more to read. Why don't you make sure everyone knows where to find the company, more information?
Absolutely. The company is IncrediMail, and the ticker symbol, and that's really all you need to start your research. The ticker symbol is quite simply mail, much like email, mail, M-A-I-L. That's your ticker symbol on NASDAQ. You Google that up, and you'll find everything you ever wanted to know, from our products to our corporate investor relations website, where you can download the latest filings, see stock charts, communicate with me personally, ask any question in the world that you wanted to ask, and definitely see in-depth financials.
Right. Terrific, Jeff. Again, a lot of it comes back to management. You mentioned the gentleman who founded. It's really important to me who actually is at the company. You're the president. Maybe you want to just tell us how long you've been there, maybe what you've done before this.
Oh, yeah, gladly. There's nothing I like more than talking about myself, as my wife likes to say. I joined the company in 2006, and I'm the president of IncrediMill here in New York, or IncrediMill Incorporated. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of IncrediMill Limited. IncrediMill Limited is the Israeli company, and that's the one that's traded on NASDAQ. Originally founded by two founders, happens to be cousins, all the way out in Tel Aviv, Israel. The two are still with the company with different functions, one of them being the CEO of the company. And as you've mentioned, not only are not insiders selling, insiders are actually buying. Ofer Adler, our CEO and founder, actually raised his position from about 14 to 21, if I remember the numbers correctly, in the last 9 months alone. So you definitely see insiders buying. I was fortunate enough to join the company in 2006 after spending several years with publicly traded companies, high-tech companies, both in Israel and the United States. And I think one of the reasons I joined IncrediMill is because I was willing to take that risk because I saw the potential. When I joined the company, it wasn't even selling $10 million a year. It's now selling over 20. We're growing. We're doing it with spectacular products and really products that bring value to the table, which is why I think you said you really hit it on the nose when you said you've got to do your own due diligence. You've got to download the product. You've got to read the reports. You've got to Google it up and see what people are saying. And when you find the enormity of IncrediMill and IncrediMill's products and how well it's doing worldwide, and you look at the figures and you see, wow, there's zero debt. These guys obviously have what we consider a fantastic business model with Google as our main partner. This thing really works. So I'm definitely happy to be here.
Well, terrific. A great segment. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. At your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Do you need directions to solve financial future? If so, the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with a roadmap to making smart money decisions in every area of your personal finances. Join Jordan every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for the Money Answers Show on the Voice America Business Channel. Learn how and where to get the best deals on mortgages, cars, and insurance. Find out the best ways to save for college and retirement. Get out of debt, improve your credit rating, and save on your taxes. The Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman will provide you with great tips on investment opportunities in real estate, stocks, annuities, and other investment vehicles. That's the Money Answers Show with Jordan Goodman on the Voice America Business Channel every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure to bring on once again James Rohrbach. James was on our show before. We got a lot of nice feedback. And Jim, thanks so much for joining us again.
Jordan, I'm happy to be here.
All righty. And Jim, let me just mention, I remember when we first met, it was only a couple months ago, you were about as pessimistic about the economy, maybe even in the country, as anybody I've met, but you use a tremendous unemotional discipline tool that gave you a buy signal at a tremendous time. And again, I want to really congratulate you, not on your great call, but on your ability to separate emotions, news, from actually what's going on in the market. And maybe for the listeners who didn't hear you for the last time, maybe you want to go over a little bit of your actual history and when you develop something called the Ricks Index.
Okay. I've been in this business now since 1978, writing a newsletter. I developed the Ricks Index, which translates the market action every day into a number that represents the trend. If you can do that, you can identify trend changes. And I've been doing that for about 38 years. So the key to success is not what you think about the economy. It's what you think about what investors are doing. I mean, the economy is bad. It can be bad. But if the market starts up and investors decide that maybe they should get in, the market can go up even in a bad economy. And I look at this current action. I got in on March 17th. I look at the current action as becoming a mirror of 2003. If you can remember back, we had a wonderful up year from March of 2003 to 2004, March. And at the time, in March of 2003, all you heard from the experts was, this market is terrible. We hit a low in November of 2002. We're going to penetrate those lows. The market's going to continue down. We're going to go into a depression and the sky's going to fall. That's the kind of message you were hearing in March of 2003. It almost sounds familiar to what you hear today. I don't make any attempt at predicting where the market's going to go or how long it's going to go in one direction. But I do identify changes, and it's the investors who make those changes on a day-to-day basis. So I'm currently invested. And if this market turns down and my Ricks index hits a minus 12, which triggers a sell signal on the New York, I will be the first one in line to go to 100% cash.
Right. And I think that's the fabulous story here, because so many people confuse the economy or the news with actually the stock market. We should know the market looks forward, both positive and negative. We're certainly not going to ask you to reveal your secret sauce here. What we do know is that Holbert has ranked you. You're ranked extremely high. One of the other things I want to mention is that you don't have a buy list. You don't even invest in stocks. And I'd like you to expand on that and tell people why.
Well, first of all, Holbert's Financial Digest ranked my newsletter seventh for the year 2008, and it was a terrible year. The secret to success in investing, and I'm not talking about speculating, is having a strategy. And that strategy should consist of, one, you have to know when the trend changes. If you don't have that tool, you're really in Never Never Land. Second thing you need to know in advance is, what are you going to invest in when the big day comes that you decide to get in the market? That can be done in advance. I personally use mutual funds that track the S&P 500 because I think your investments should should be spread over many stocks. Now, if you want to play individual stocks, fine. But don't make that the core of your investment. Take a small amount, play the game if you want to. I don't play that game. The third thing you need to know is when the big day comes and you're going to decide to get in the market, know how much you're going to invest in advance. You don't want to be scurrying around for those kinds of ideas on the day it's time to get in. So you can do some pre-planning. And if you have a strategy that identifies the trend and it turns up, you make your purchase and you go back to sleep. And you wait for the trend to turn down. It's that simple. Investing can be easy, but people tend to make it very difficult.
Well, again, I think, Jim, it's years of experience. I think that obviously the RICS is not something that came to you overnight. There was years and years of development. There's years of experience that really come into play that you need to have that kind of a confidence. And I think what's really just important is how much people either fight the market, fight themselves, and get emotional where apparently you have a plan, you stick to your plan. It always doesn't work, but what I do know about your system is that you're there to fight another day when a bull market eventually does return.
Well, here's an interesting thing. I was on with Gary Kaltbaum last Friday, and we talked about how in an up market you need to have some corrections. You don't want it to run away. And be careful what you wish for, because on Monday we got a major correction. But if you're emotionally involved in this game and you don't have a strategy, on a day like Monday when it turns down, you will hear the experts on TV and radio saying, this is the end of the bear market rally. So emotions enter into the equation, and you decide, I better get out. Then on Tuesday it recovered half of that loss, and now you're really in Never Never Land because you made the decision to get out based on some subjective emotions or thoughts, and you don't know whether you should get back in. And that's what happens to the average investor, I believe. They rely on their own personal thoughts or their own emotions, and they don't have a strategy that tells them when they should be in and when they should be out. It's the most important tool in investing, and that's what I do.
Right, and that's how where we met. I said, I really want to get to know you better. I want to follow your service. You've been kind enough to show me your signal. The signal came, the first buy signal came at a very, very opportune time. I think that knowing that you offer this out at a very modest fee, let's make sure you get a chance right now to share with people if they wanted. I don't know if you offer trials or how people get involved, how they can find out more about you and your RICS system. Why don't you give your contact information here?
Well, they can look up my website at investment-models.com. If they would like to receive a free copy of my latest newsletter, they can send me an email to jim@ricksindex.com. That's R-I-X-I-N-D-E-X, one word, .com. And I'll be glad to send them a copy of my latest newsletter, which will give them some idea of how this thing works. It's very precise.
You know what I'm a little curious about, Jim, is I know this is proprietary. I know this is your own. Is there anything in addition to your index that you read that you think other people should be looking at?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of great books out there, and one of the best books, I think, is a book written by Michael Covell. That's C-O-V-E-L, and it's called Trend Following. It's an excellent book for someone who really wants to start learning about this business. And another one I like is Gary Kaltbaum's book, Investor's Edge. You know, I hear from people all the time that I don't know the market, I don't know anything about it, I don't understand it. And if you're in that position, it's time to change. it's time to learn a little bit about the market, and it's not difficult. It's really quite easy.
Easy if you have some discipline. And by the way, Michael Covell, and I think that is a great book. It's one of my favorite. He just put a nice endorsement out for my book that's coming out. I think that what he talked about, and again, in his book, I think one of the words that would come up over and over again, Jim, would be the word discipline. And again, this is where I think your secret actually lies, in not fighting emotions, not fighting anything, in fact, but almost taking a judo or a Zen approach to saying, if it's moving up, I'm in. If it's moving down, I'm out. I'm curious on your sell signals. Do you just go to cash, or do you play the short side too?
Well, I personally go to cash. I know a lot of my subscribers short the market. But, Jordan, I'm 78 years old. I don't need all that excitement. If I can consistently make a percentage, I know that the power of compounding will take care of everything else.
Right.
And
really,
by the way,
really important concept. And again, I think what you're also saying there, and I don't want to miss that point here, is you don't have to get up all the way on that hill in 1 year or 1 month.
Oh, no.
It's patience that seems to have worked for you over time.
And by the way, Business Week calls me the Zen of market timing. They did a 5-page on me some time ago. I don't know what the Street.com called me a guru in 2001. So I don't know whether a guru is better than a Zen or Zen is, but I are both.
But I know that you're humble and you follow your model. And again, I really encourage people to take a look at what you do, Jim. It's a wonderful tool. Once again, your website is
investment-models.com.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for your time again today. I'm going to continue to follow you. I'd like to have you on periodically. And let me wish you nothing but good health and continued healthy profits.
Jordan, thank you very much, and I'm glad to come on anytime you ask.
All righty, Jim. Thanks once again. Folks, you are listening to Magnet Investing. The music in our ears tells us it's time to go to the sponsors. We're going to be right back following a quick break. Stick with us. We got more ground to cover here.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Show. Are you ready for some football? Well, here it comes. The Owen Hodge Show is bringing you the funniest hour in sports talk radio. This action-packed show is hosted by the outspoken fullback, Big Hodge, and the knowledgeable defensive back, Odie. This show will focus on the NFL, but touch on all things sports. Owen Hodge will provide you with a true player's perspective that'll give you insight, make you think, and definitely make you laugh. Owen Hodge have accumulated 6 championship rings, so obviously they know things. Check out the Owen Hodge Show at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. Owen Hodge Show.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good. And it's not even bad for you. You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco. You don't know what's coming next. The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back one more time here to Profitable Investing and Magnet Investing, as we will be changing the name later on this week. And we want to identify with the fact that just like Jim Rohrbach, and very, very fascinating gentleman that just joined us, it's all really about having a plan, an execution, being in a position that when news hits, stories hit, there's no freak out. There's no, what do I do next? What do I do now? What's next? It's all a matter of having the discipline, having the focus, having a game plan, and just as importantly, not being thrown off your game plan. Because frankly, if you have the discipline and you know how to cut your losses short and you're willing to let the trend ride, you don't have to be a genius. You have to protect your assets on the downside. If there's a fault that we've been known for here is actually sometimes our stocks are so strong that we'll be willing to be fully invested throughout a rough patch just because we know our stocks are a little bit stronger. Now, that doesn't mean that's a good plan, frankly. What we have to do is remember that 75% of stocks will trend with the general market. That is, the rising tide will lift most boats. And as they love to say, when there is a real raid on the market, they take the good girls with the bad girls. Nobody was spared in this last environment. But the one thing that we know for sure, and what's been identified in our new book that's coming out, is that the strategy of just wide screen, wide net diversification, and the concept of non-correlated assets and returns is literally blown out of the water last year. Nearly every index was down an identical amount. Nothing was spared. There was no story of anything rising other, again, than the treasuries, which had a 0% yield on the short side, and maybe 1 and 2 years had a little bit of movement in them to the upside. And, of course, all the money was made by anyone who made real money last year was made on the downside. Now, going back to that concept and going back to Investec, he makes a very interesting story, is that no bull market can ever erupt until you had enough significant damage to the downside where a bear market just created low enough valuations where if, in fact, you were able to get in when the trend turned higher, there's a fortune to make. Now, let me just give you an analogy. I talked to people the other day saying, yeah, but when is the right time? But, you know, we haven't made money in a while. Maybe it's time to get out. And I remind people, when oil went down, say, in the year right before 2000, 1998, we were in this new economy. It was all about eyeballs and internet. And oil dropped from roughly $40 a barrel down to $8 a barrel. It was actually didn't pay to pull it out of the ground. Tremendous amounts of money were lost in oil. Everything to do with oil-related, oil service, And the next thing you know, some people who were good enough and smart enough went in there and bought only to see a 10-year run where oil went up from $8 to $147 at the top of last summer. Now, someone like Jim Rohrbach, I will promise you, will not buy at $8. What he will do is he'll wait until the trend actually identified itself, just kind of moving over from the stock market to a commodity market. He will wait for the trend to turn better, and maybe he'd get in at something like $14 or $15 a barrel when the trend was healthy, and he'd ride it right up until the end when it turned negative. It's that kind of trend following that Michael Covell talks about in his book Trend Following and the Turtle Traders. Again, Michael's a very brilliant guy. I'm glad that Jim brought him up, and I'm also glad that Michael took the time to go through my new book and wrote one of the endorsements, in fact, with the what Wiley's telling me. I just have to brag, just to drop, that too many endorsements came in. They didn't fit them on the back page. There'll be a additional page on the inside for those folks nice enough who wanted to write something, but there's simply no room on the back page anymore. What it's really all about, folks, is never getting too big for your shoes, never having too big of an ego, always willing to continue to learn more and get better, because what Darwin proved, it wasn't the strongest that survived. It was, frankly, the most adaptive that survived. So markets change. We continue to use our magnet process. But what I will tell you is there's been a few people who've walked into our life in the last couple of years that have helped us in terms of, say, risk management, helped us in terms of the amount of holdings we're willing to have. And again, my ears are always open to the very, very best investors that are out there. What Jim mentioned, how easy this business can be, and I'll tell you, that's like telling Tiger Woods golf is easy. That's after literally thousands of hours of studying the market, thousands of mistakes being made, not hundreds or ten. And again, I always bring it back to the example of the game of chess. You could take the brightest, most intuitive individual out there, and I do not know of a single human being alive who won their first chess game. It's a matter of learning how the pieces work, learning how they work together, combination of offense and defense, knowing when to play defense, knowing when to attack. Again, the analogies go on and on and on, but the fact is, it's the individual who loses their first few games and has the desire to continue to get better, to continue to learn, and then in the end, if you become an expert in chess, you realize there's only so many strategies, only so many formations, so many attacks, and so many defensive postures you could take. It begins to repeat itself over and over again. That's right, very similar to the stock market. It doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. And when you can sense opportunity, or you could sense danger if you know the right moves to make, and then remember that nobody's perfect, nobody always gets it right, there is in fact no holy grail. So what we've talked about in the book when we summarize it is that although Magnet uses formulas and uses our proprietary measures, we're not foolish enough to believe that everything we invest in always works out. That means we are willing to use stop losses. We are willing to admit defeat and retreat and then come back with yet another magnet stock that looks a little bit better at that time. So expect a couple of things here. Expect continued volatility. Expect a complete disbelief that this market dare go up while the news is bad. expect some money to come out of the sidelines. And what we predicted was that there'd be a rash of takeovers that would begin to take place, that would start to ignite some confidence. The value, in fact, is out there. It's exactly what we're seeing now. This is a thaw in the credit markets, a gradual baby bull has been born. This is only my opinion. Stick with us and come to us. In fact, get your own portfolio ranked out. Visit us and give us a call at 888-766-6828 and let us know how we can make you more profitable, how we can help you. Have a profitable week ahead. We'll see you soon. Take care. We'll see you right here next week on Voice America Business. Have a profitable week ahead.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.